world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 14.
Pre-MC, where you get all your pre-Morphicon coverage, such as Pokemon, Suicide Squad, Pokemon, all the stuff you're going to need to know about PMC, like, when's the Pokemon news coming out? It's August 12th, so just be ready to ditch anything in Pokemon news. I like to imagine Pokemon. That there's just going to be a Pokemon news outbreak during this Bond panel. It's just everyone on their phones reading the Pokemon news.
Oh my god, that'd be great. That would be
more interesting, honestly.
Everyone just starts cheering when the Ninja Steel cast comes out, but it's just because of like all the Alolan forms announced.
They finally showed off the water cast type Arcanine.
Alolan Deluxe Jesus. Oh yeah.
Like when the Mega Force cast was walking off and they thought the applause for them, but it was actually applause for the Dino Charge logo. I felt bad. I wouldn't applause for the
Dino Charge logo. I felt bad. I felt bad at Dawson. Stupid.
Nice one.
Yeah. That's right, I went there.
The pause really told like how much thought you put into it, too. Really made use of that extra couple of seconds there.
You know what I like. Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Your mom's sweet ass.
Fried chicken.
I'm ready to bang your mom.
Alright, so I got a lot
ready
of boxes.
Ready to bang your mom.
I got an Oki box and an HLJ box. Highlights include Cube Condor.
Cocaine.
And
Ryan got cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
Mostly just Cube Condor, to be honest.
Bitch.
There's a lot of stuff, though. There'll be a vlog that'll be out by the time this goes up.
Sounded like so. Dory speaking whale, to be honest.
I'm in the midst of packing, so that's been my life.
Don't worry, guys. He has the essentials. Aquabuster. That's all
I'm
really need.
I'm not in packing. No, he died. I think.
Holy what? Shit! Really?
No. No.
Alcoholism. Finally, remember that we had this entire mythology about Pat King being a drunk, and I don't even remember what it was based on. Like
Ryan always wants to be inside Pat King.
It's really funny when you think about it. Because it's like the Ultimate Spider Monkey thing. Like, there's no basis for Ultimate Spider Monkey meaning racist, but all of a sudden it was just a thing that happened.
Even though Dawson, we all know Dawson just hates, Jews.
The CS Toys chat, where things got started.
Why was Pat King drunk? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Like, I just remember it being a thing.
Was it, like, a wrong item or something?
Possibly. Like, that's all I remember, is that it was probably some sort of mess up one time, and we just all of a sudden ran with it.
I don't know.
Seems accurate, right. To be honest.
Ash is probably drunk right now, though.
Ash is probably drunk? Yeah.
Ash is probably drunk right now.
Didn't even become a Pokemon Master.
I am a Pokemon Master.
I guess you can go, because other than a lot of toys, nothing else is going on.
Painous.
There really isn't much going on for me, either.
That's good for you.
I'm balls deep in a Teen Wolf rewatch, so I'm enjoying that. That was too far.
I'm balls deep in your mom.
I'm, like, excited for No Man's Sky, but, like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to order it. Because, like, I wanted to wait for reviews / like, what people I know are saying about it. Because, like, sometimes with games like that, it's so hyped about its awesomeness, and then it ends up being, like, a fourth of what they were saying. But, like, Prime was like, oh, you get Prime deal for, like, $13 off. I'm like, all right. But then, of course, it's not arriving until, like, 3 days after the release date. For whatever reason, I don't even know. It's not like it's a console where they make small amounts of them. So I'm getting that in a couple of days. But other than that, it's really just been the Teen Wolf rewatch.
Yeah, let me know how it is, because I canceled my pre-order.
So. Oh, did you? Did you do something bad, or did you just cancel it because you're bored?
No, I just canceled it because I need money.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know. I'm getting it Thursday, so I should play it after the PlayStation update. So actually, I'll probably start it Friday, because I'll be like, all right, time to play. PlayStation update. Son of a bitch falls asleep. That's literally happened to me. Like, I'll be excited to play a game, pop it in, and it'll do updates, and I'll fall asleep. But, yeah, it's been basically been waiting for that
balls.
Teen Wolf rewatch. My camera broke, so I'm having to do things on my iPad until I get a new camera. And since I, like, watched Inside Out and Good Dinosaur, I wanted to do, like, a rewatch of all the Pixar movies. So, like, whenever I get a chance, I've been doing that. I'm up to Finding Nemo. So that's really just been
Nemo.
Doing random things on a whim, basically. But, yeah.
That's your normal life.
That's about all. It's a huge ass shot of Denden sensor.
Oh, God.
I blew someone's mind the other day when they asked, they suggested Brian and I should do a crossover review. And I'm like, we actually did that a long time ago. And I blew their mind. Good times.
I thought you were blowing.
Remember when we traveled through the paintings? That was a thing.
Yeah,
we put a lot of thought into that. I feel like now we would just be too lazy. We would talk about doing it for weeks with all these amazing ideas and then end up just sitting there.
Sounds accurate.
Classic.
So, I have two boxes sitting at the post office that hopefully I'll have by the time this episode goes up. One is my Santa icon, the other is an HLJ box with Cube Komori, Cube Condor, the four plush Jumans, and the movie icon set that I can't wait to have all that and have more toys. Let's see what else. A lot more Pokemon Go, as usual, just running around, catching shit, evolving things. I did another evolving spree the other day, and now I've all the Eevee evolutions, and they've all the Golduck, Slowbro, Seeking, I don't even remember what else. I finished hatching my third 10-kilometer egg, and it turned into my third Onix. I'm like, all right, three eggs, three Onixes. This is fucking ridiculous.
I got a pretty decent Scyther the other day, but I haven't had 2 grand of luck with 10Ks.
Yeah, it's...
What about Benkays?
Goddamn.
Bingo Benkay.
And I did my first gym takeover the other day. That was fun.
Jim, it's Roy. Look out.
We went to the Popeyes, and the gym actually isn't the Popeyes. It's like the Jefferson Parish sign that's across the street, but because, you know, the game is kind of screwy with direction, it places the little marker at the Popeyes. So I was like, whatever. Fun. Yeah, so I'm walking into Popeyes, and it's all four of us, and I got Natalie and my wife over there ordering food. I'm just sitting there trying to, like, take down the Team Valor Pokemon that are in the gym. And I go sit down with the kids waiting for the food. And there's Natalie's, like, climbing over me. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting there like, die, Vileplume, die! Like, just killing it. Not even paying attention. But we finally, between the two of us, took out the gym and took it over. And we lost it sometime during the night. It's kind of sad. But it was fun, though. Like, go team. And so that's been what I've been doing. It's a lot of that. I found a Monty Mole plush at Walmart.
I didn't just kind of randomly.
I didn't either. It's like World of Nintendo, like, 2-1.
Okay.
I guess along with Falco and the squids as an arm, Is it orange and blue? Squids from Splatoon?
Orange is the new black, not blue.
I'd say. I think it's orange. There's two squids from Splatoon that are in that group as well. And I just happened to see it by accident when I was over by the Pokemon cards. And I like Monty Mole a lot, so I got him. And Natalie was playing with him the other day and somehow took the tag off. But, like, at first I thought, oh, she, like, ripped the tag or whatever. So I had to bring me the tag and I look at it. No, she pulled the whole little plastic thing, like, out of him. I don't know how she did it because she's a baby.
The biggest test you need to do is give her a vinyl figure with the tag still on it. See if she can pull that shit out, because that's hard.
Like, she yanked on it, and just, like, it came out. I'm like, oh, fuck. What the hell? Well, with the vinyl figures, I just take, like, a pair of scissors and just get as close to the thing's neck as I can and just snip it. And then where it has, like, the little piece sticking out the neck, I just kind of push it into the vinyl figure. And
it's like surgery. That it's,
yeah, like, we'll just push this little nub back inside the figure, and then... But I was like, what the fuck? She just ripped the tag off this bitch. Like, but he's still adorable, and I don't actually think I've bought anything else. Just, I got the RCS TCG set. That's about it. So that's one more mythical down. Four more to go for the rest of the year. But yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
Shout out to Squirtle Squad on Twitter for getting me the Arceus code, because I'm stubborn about wanting to refuse the system, but I still want the Pokemon.
Well, I still have an extra one.
It's like, fuck the system! But I want the code anyway. So it's like a really, like, faint protest.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my fifth code sitting here. I don't know why you didn't ask me. Whatever. Whatever, bro. I guess my RCS isn't good enough for you.
He offered it, and I wasn't going to be like, no, peasant. I mean,
but...
I got my three, so I'm good.
That's the kind of person you've always been, is no peasant. I remember when we had our own website, and everyone was like, can we put a review up of this? No peasant.
Well, yeah, that was fucking chaos. Goddamn Firestar,
that,
son of a
that
bitch.
That place was ruled by chaos.
And then, like, people were acting like we were these dictators, and it was just like, we can't just have three of the same review going up, and they're like, they think they're so much better than us. It was like we were these kings just sitting there eating donuts, and they were like the villagers coming to get us. So then we just blew some holes in the ship, stole a spray can, and left.
But that's, you know, my life. It's been fun. I just want to kill people for fun. It's, you know, it sounds like a plan.
It's a good pastime, I think.
Yep.
Thoughtless murder. It's always
I'm gonna rape
great.
You.
Beep, bop, boop, murder.
I'm going to rape you.
I have the new robot officer named Brian.
Space Sheriff Brian.
I want to touch you all over and over again.
I'm waiting for Space Sheriff Woody.
Wow.
For the space guys. I'm just adding space to things to make it space themed. Somebody's poisoned the space water hole. See, there you go. Perfect. That sounds like...
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
But, like, that sounds like, honestly, some sort of euphemism for an STD. Let me think about it. No, too far. All right.
Yeah, I usually call you
poison
in the water. Watering hole.
I just heard, like, a water hole, just twice, like, overlapped.
I said
this chapter title is called Water Hole.
That's what we call your mom's vagina.
It's just like a picture of Woody is the art.
I go down it to get a drink.
The water hole.
I guess the jingle-less nudes. Maybe season 8, the jingle. You gotta see it. It's coming. You gotta hear it, I guess. Would be more appropriate.
Guess what else is coming?
Your mom.
Your mom.
You damn right your mom is.
Nailed it.
Just like I nailed your mom.
There you go. So
I can do this all day.
The Ninja Steel toys leaked, and Bandai was furious.
They got to pull down those toys we knew about, like roughly 50% of them a year ago. I think it's funny that they got so panicky about these as opposed to like the helmet, which we really had no idea about. So I don't know why they got so uppity about this.
Yeah, it's really dumb. I mean, the figures, we own three of them already. Anyone that pays attention to the Japanese toys has seen three of them. The Megazord. Oh, wow. It's a watered-down Shurikenshin. Surprise, surprise. So the only thing, like, new was these little cannon things, and I can't make heads or tails of what those are supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was, like, the secret to their whole plans. That's why they had to pull it down. I don't know.
I mean, we didn't get any sign of what the shurikens look like or what they do, if they do anything. If they're even available by themselves, we didn't get any of that, so I don't get what the big deal was, honestly, but...
Maybe those are the big surprises they were teasing for their panel. It was just going to be the Shurikenshin, which you can literally just picture what a future version of, like, the Japanese Megazord is going to look like, so it's... I don't know, it was pretty funny, honestly, especially considering we more or less... were like 99% sure that they were going to be using the action hero mold that they already did. I mean, it would be silly not to. And so, like, the only new figures are the girls and the villain whose name I forgot.
Gabi Raizo.
There we go.
Gabi Raizo.
Gabriel Solis from Desperate Housewives.
The guy that was voiced by my husband.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's ex-husband now. Kat's not into that polygamy stuff. I mean, clearly not very progressive. I mean, she was right to get rid of the kids. They are the worst.
My kid's not the worst. I mean, well, you know, he's a psychopath, but hey. You live, you learn, and yeah.
And then you drop the kids off at the fire station after you blur.
Sleep with one eye.
That was a mistake. Just classic fire station.
Sleep with one eye open, that's all.
I don't sleep. You sleep. I'm awake.
We all sleep for sleep.
Other than that, Shurikenshin looks okay. I mean, yeah, it's exactly what I expected it to be. It's missing a couple paint applications, and that's about it. You can't water down Shurikenshin all that much, to be honest.
It was funny that, like, the only image we got had, like, the little, red robot, whose name I'm forgetting also. Little red robot. I'm still, like, a total, like, casual... The little red robot, you know, that the Red Ranger uses. Like, I have the toy of it, too. Like, the diecast one. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Shinobi Maru?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But, like, it's just funny that, like, that's the only image is, like, him out of it. Like, it makes it look even funnier. So, like, if you didn't know about Ninja, it would be like, why is the Megazord missing a chest?
Funny. Why is there just a big hole in his chest?
Maybe that's the plot of the show, is they have to get his heart back. I don't know.
So, elaborate reference to the Tin Man.
Everything's a reference. Everything's a reference.
Everything is awesome. I'm gonna grab Dawson in the butt.
And the only other thing, like, news-wise...
When you're part of a team.
It's Toku-related, is we got a teaser for the Dino Charge Fall episodes, which... shows stuff we pretty much know about or have seen blurry images of, but Silver Ranger.
I was with Jeff at the time, and he was like, you put up a fall trailer. And I said, you mean the foreign episodes?
So it's really nothing that new or exciting.
Cock bite!
In other news, Premium Bandai decided to announce three different Gamma Icon related things.
Those guys are fuck sticks. They are huge dick fucking fuck sticks.
Gamma Icon set final. I promise you it won't be the last one.
So there's the Gamma.
Like the Deno movie was called The Final Countdown until the next Deno movie.
It's the final countdown.
So Ganma Icon Set Final has the Ultima Henshin, it's got the Ganma Change 3, it's got the Onari Ganma Icon, the Edith Ganma Icon, a blank Ganma Icon, and then a secret because we can't know about it.
It's the same as the PMC guest, it's cross promotion.
Each of those does normal nothing. Ganma Icon things.
Hey, to be fair, the Ultima one flips.
You're right. One of them does a little clicky thing. Then there's the Onari Ganma Icon, which it does Onari things. I don't know what that means exactly, but
you can press a button and it will glow and have his luxurious voice.
Who wants ears. That?
Precisely.
Then there is the Fukami Cannon Ganma Icon, which is an icon with like 45 different sound clips of Cannon.
Onari has 50, so...
I think it's 40. I could be wrong about the count, but I thought it was like 45 or so sound clips of Cannon from the show, and it lights up and talks to you.
It's like 20-something of its phrases have the word Onichan in them.
Well, to be fair, that's pretty much all she said, so...
Like, I'm looking at this list, and, like, the first thing it says is just flat-out Onichan, and then... So now you have what the kana looks like for that, and you can just see it appear in, like, every other phrase. I'm like, okay. I also don't know why hers is more money.
Because she has a vagina. Duh. It's... You gotta pay more for that pussy.
I honestly think that's the reasoning. Like, this one was in the show more, so people will want it more, so it costs more money.
Stupid seems, Toku logic.
Seems right to me. But, yeah, so those are things that are happening.
They're things, and they're terrible.
I've never owned any of the Ganma icons, and I don't plan to because they don't do anything.
I own some Ganma icons, and they are a thing.
Are they?
Well, this is
they are. That's they're a thing.
I never knew that they were a thing.
I mean, I'm not sure what to say about them because they're a thing that I own, and I mean they. It's literally just what you'd expect it is. It's an icon that does nothing. Like the movie set, it's like, you know, like the Leonardo and Raphael and Michelangelo icons or whatever. And it's just, God damn you. It works just like, you know, it's just like a ghost icon, except it's got two sets of sides that are both the same, so you know, you click it, and it goes to the little face, and you click it again, and it's back to blank, and you click it again, and it's a little face, and you click it again, it's back to blank. It does nothing else. It just sits there and looks at you. So...
These are awful toys. I'm just saying. The ghost icons, I feel, are like the worst gimmick we've had since Sky Memories like existed and started the whole gimmick thing.
I think switches are pretty bad.
Fair enough. I will hand you that one. I feel they're kind of on par. They both do absolutely nothing and are kind of shit. But icons might look better on a display.
Icons look better, and they have the value of being based on historical figures. So there's educational value for them better than something that's, you know, magic hand or something. Giant foot. Stamper.
Because that's going to help in space.
Wheel.
Stamper.
Pen.
So, I think that's it.
Those things were just awful. Dear Lord.
So, that being said, now it is time for...
Superhero time. Jooja. No, Stowe.
We are recording this episode early, and let's be honest, Brian's there's a good chance Ghost wouldn't have been out anyhow. So,
yeah.
we'll get to it next week. It's a two-parter, like most Ghost episodes anyway, so.
And Brian's a faggot.
There's also a good chance recording this earlier that there might be some sort of influx of news. I guess there's Morphicon, but I mean, like, the usual, like, surprising influx of news, so who knows. You never know.
There is going to be an influx of Pokemon on my channel, though.
But not always. It's not always an influx of Pokemon on my channel, but when there is, there's an influx of Pokemon on my channel.
Brilliant.
I was really
Johnson.
Confused at the end of that vlog whether there was going to be Pokemon on your channel. It's just you didn't make it clear. You didn't say the words Pokemon enough.
Who wants to touch my butt? No, seriously.
So Georgia was a thing.
Yeah. The hunter guy can make your loved ones come back from the dead and hug you.
Yeah. That sums that up, honestly. So basically he touches your head and he can read all your memories, and then he makes whatever he wants a reality. So whether it's an old monster or a person or maybe a big semi-truck to run you over, if that happened in your lifetime, I don't know, whatever.
You got killed by a semi-truck once, I'll kill you again with it.
Whatever. It is.
Personally, I hope a big semi-truck comes to kill me.
Like if one time you're like allergic to eggs and you ate one and had an attack, I'll just have you imagining eating that egg again. Just terrifying stuff, really.
So it's an interesting ability that I think is gonna, I don't want to say get old, but like lose its impact.
I don't want to say get old, but it's gonna get old.
Yeah, like it's neat at first. It's like, oh, you can do all these sorts of things, and like by the next couple episodes, it's gonna be like, oh, okay, he read his person's mind. Oh, look, there's another old monster. Gotta save that budget, yo.
Right? I'm kind of interested to know what happened when he read the other dude's mind. The bad guy?
I feel like it's gonna play out next episode because the preview showed them two fighting. So I think we're gonna find out next episode, but it'll be interesting because we honestly know nothing about any of the villains.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out, evil. Like... finding out what memories he decided to like make real would kind of be interesting just to shed some light on what exactly these characters are, but we probably won't because it's Georgia. Fuck characterization.
They like to dangle like potential
jam
characters throughout the way. Jams straight?
The damn straight.
You've been jammed?
You've been jammed.
We've been plot jammed.
Your mom's been jammed.
But, like, I just didn't care for the episode. Like, I didn't really feel any emotional weight behind What's-His-Face Mom coming back. And I was just so frustrated with Bungle or whatever joining up with them. I hated that whole thing. I was like, why can't...
He was really mad about it. I could hear Dawson all the way from over here being all pissy about it.
I was just screaming at the computer the whole time.
He was, and he had to make himself feel better, so he was just furiously masturbating. And I was frightened for my safety, to be honest.
True story.
I was in the room watching.
Apparently.
It's what I do. He can't help it. He can't stop
The one thing I actually liked from this episode was the fight scene at the very end when Yamato got really pissed and just started beating the shit out of him. That was pretty legit. I was waiting for him to turn gorilla and just keep punching him to death. But that didn't happen, so I'm a little bit upset. But it was still kind of okay.
Shugo Shinobi says, it was still kind of okay on the DVD box.
It was still kind of okay. Accurately sums up most of Geodra, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with Brian about things.
About things and stuff.
Exactly, but I agree about stuff and junk.
This is a quality show. The real question is, am I talking about Georgia or am I talking about this show right here? You be the judge.
They're both pretty shitty.
Both and neither at the same time.
I got nothing else, really. I don't understand. Oh, I guess because there was two of them. Never mind. I answered my own question.
Pussy.
What was your question?
I was going to say, why did they form Wild Geo King and Tosai Geo when they could have made the one robot and killed them both at the same time? But
they probably still could have done
up doing anyway.
It's supposed to be more powerful just from the get-go, but
they got to fluff that.
Because, part. Brian, because. God.
Seems accurate.
You just don't get it.
I don't. That's why I asked.
Well, you'll never know that way. You'll never know.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
You just don't understand.
I've got a condor. It's okay.
Well, you know what? My condor's sitting at the post office thinking I abandoned it. And no, I didn't abandon it.
When you get it tomorrow, you just need to give it a good old-fashioned hug.
Oh, I will give it a hug. I will hug it, and then I will rub it on my balls.
Remind me never to touch cute condor.
Next time I see you, I will put it directly into your hands and rub it on your face.
Okay. Did you put it in his hands first? I just imagine handing it to you, then snatching it back, and then doing the face portion. I don't know.
These are the things that happen when you people come to my house. This is why Brian will never come back to my house.
I mostly just want a real bed, to be honest.
Do you sleep in a hammock? What do you...
A hammock would have been better than Kaylee's bed.
Kaylee's bed is very comfortable.
No wonder she's so evil. No wonder she's so evil.
No, that's just the devil.
Dr. Evil. Like, she just gets a terrible night's sleep every night.
Yeah, well... That's her own fault for not staying in bed.
It's probably why she... It's kind of a catch-32.
Yeah, your mom likes it.
So, did you want to talk about the Ghost Drive movie at all?
Sure.
No, I didn't watch it, so...
I don't got a whole lot to say, but go ahead.
Okay. So, I guess I want to talk about it. Well, I actually liked it, going into these crossover movies, I usually think I'm going to like despise it, but it actually wasn't that bad. It felt like a lot quieter of a movie compared to how we usually have just a bunch of noise going on and some sort of washed-up has-been character. Or like last year, we decided we had to do the whole Drive gets a Gaim form and Gaim gets a Drive form. And it just seemed a lot quieter, and I kept thinking, hey, I bet they're not even going to do the giant... Oh, no, there it is. And they had to do that giant battle where it's like, I don't know why they do it. Like, because all they end up doing is have something grow semi-big, and then they kind of just fly around it for 5 minutes and then blow it up. I'm not sure why that happens. It's just, I was like so proud of the movie, and then it disappointed me there at the end, but...
It's a way of going, hey, look, this is a movie. It's got a bigger budget.
Look, this is just an episode. No, it's a movie. Clearly, look at the shot. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to besmirch its name. But other than that, I did find it to be a more enjoyable of a one. I thought there was some good interactions between the casts. I thought it was kind of funny when June died for like 2 minutes and interacted with guy whose name I forget. But like, I thought it was funny that he's like, look, everyone you want to meet's over here, but you have to go back. Everyone's back there, but you have to go back. I thought that bit was funny. And I thought that Drive and Ghost interacted well together. I think that, I don't remember what the name of the form is, but that proto-proto-drive form was like 100% unnecessary.
It was really dumb because, one, okay, so it's like a prototype of the prototype.
But it looks more like the finished product.
Yeah, that's my bit. Like, it's got, like, the complete head with, like, the spoiler design on it that Proto Drive doesn't have. It looks far more like a completed model than Proto Drive does, and that's really stupid.
Yeah,
Another thing that's really stupid is, one, it should have just been Proto Drive. And two, because it uses the same shift car, I believe. But where did it come from?
It was in the bushes.
Well, Beltson was in the bushes for whatever fuck reason. Why he was in the shrine's bushes, I have no idea. It doesn't tell you. Where did the brace and the shift car come from? They weren't in the bushes. It was just him.
I have no idea. And I like how, like, in the past, him and Belt didn't really interact other than him just being like, ah, this youth is forceful. Like, that was basically it. like that was this dialogue. So, like, and it made even less sense because in the future, before they traveled to the past, Go just brought him a mock driver to use to become dead heat. And I kind of liked that idea. And they could have used that for when he was in the past because he transformed all of twice. Like, they transformed when they first got there to fight, and then once at the very end. And I get you want to sell new toys, but maybe
there,
do some sort of weird...
There wasn't anything to sell except a figure.
Well, the figure art. Well, yeah, but they usually have some sort of exclusive form. But, like, if they had to do something, maybe recolor Dead Heat or something, I don't even care if it would have looked dumb, and just make it have more sense, because I actually liked the idea of him using a new mock driver to do Dead Heat. But... Yeah, that was really unnecessary. And like you said, the logic of it with Proto Drive really fucked things up. And like the even bigger logic of why the hell was Beltson just hanging out in the bushes? Like,
I don't know why he was there. I don't understand.
I like to imagine he was like on a stakeout or something. But like that was before, like when he was on his own. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm picturing him like in a cab, just telling the cabbie to drop him off in the bushes somewhere. I don't know how he would have gotten in the cab. But that part was dumb.
I was about to say something when I got my movies mixed up. There's parts in the Chaser movie where he drives around on the top of the trailer cannon, and it's adorable.
Oh, that should be good. But yeah, that part was dumb. I think that the explanation of them traveling to the past causing disruptions that, like, had the eviler versions of the Roymudes honestly wasn't the worst excuse they've ever used for, like, returning villains that are dead. It would still seem kind of unnecessary, but at least, like I said, it was better than some things they've done before. And I did kind of like Chase coming back for that moment with Go, and just to see Chase again for, like, 5 minutes. Although he wasn't evil because reasons, I don't know. Like, his timeline was fine. I like how they called Tomari and Takaru up, and they're like, you have to get back right now. You being there is destroying the past. And Takaru's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay. I'm going to fuck with things even more. It just reminded me of that that meme of Barry and Iris that says, what you want's the D, but all you want to fuck is the timeline.
Dear Lord.
So I thought that was kind of dumb, but the thing I liked about it for the ghost portion was probably the most I've liked anything they've done with Takaru's character was little kid Takaru actually had more character than actual Takaru.
Yeah.
But I liked. I think that there could have been neat elements of this incorporated into Boo's story, of like. Him going to meet his dad in the past and seeing that he used to, as a kid, not be into all this, and that it was sort of his dad's death and, like, everything surrounding it and wanting to, like, live up to him, like, inspired him. And then him actually seeing his dad could have been a cool way for when they met, when he died again, for, like, to make Boost more meaningful, whereas it lacked any impact for me that actually happened. The whole, like, dad Damashii thing was way over the top ridiculous. But, like, there was just elements of it I thought could have been cool, and it kind of reminded me of, like, with Hibiki and stuff. Like, Hibiki Blade, was it Blade to do it? I don't know if Blade did it, but Hibiki and, like, Fize did, like, the alternate tellings of how they got the final form. Granted, both Fizes were lame. Was here I found it, or here you got a package in the mail. But I just thought there was some kind of neat stuff there for that. I don't think there's too much else, though. I found it to be more of a pleasant movie than a lot of them. No random cameos. There was some decent interaction and some stuff I actually liked from Ghost's portion. It wasn't bad. It could have been worse. They're getting better. They're getting better. I don't think there was anything else.
I do like the format of an actual, like, movie without these, like, episode divide.
Yeah.
I do like that format a lot better. I just hope with Ghost and X-Aid there's a nicer mix. Because as a whole, it felt like a Ghost story with Drive sort of shoehorned in there for...
Yeah.
Purely team-up reasons. And so I hope the plot of the next one is a little bit more coherent and actually pulls both equally as opposed to what this was. But I like the narrative style a lot better.
Yeah, because Drive was really the only one that got a lot of screen time. Everyone else was just kind of at the Ghost base for most of the time. But like when I was watching it, that was something else I was thinking, is that like I would almost want to just pick apart this movie and like put the elements of the Ghost story I liked in the show. And then just make a Drive Returns epilogue. Because often, I mentioned this on Twitter, but like the portion of the story that belongs to the previous writer makes for a decent like epilogue that I would rather just see by itself. Like, I liked the idea of Gaim's return, of like them facing this new villain. It's like, I would like to just see a Returns epilogue without the team-up aspect, kind of fucking around with the continuity. Because writer's continuity is they're all in the same universe, but also they aren't. So, yeah, but it wasn't bad. It was kind of nice to not completely hate a movie. And I kept getting it confused with, I forgot that Rider 1 movie was a separate movie, so I kept waiting for Fat Ichigo to show up. Because like, they got all jumbled in my head, and like it seemed like something they would do, because so many of the team-up Rider movies would be like, and all of a sudden, what was that guy? He was like blue, and he had two giant feathers coming out of his head. It was like in the Forza, one of the Forza team-ups. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Was it Inazuman? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because like, that was just random. And so they're getting better at least not shoehorning that shit in. Do have a weird proto-proto form that's more advanced than the proto form, but we're getting there. Just no more giant battles at the end, please. But yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. I don't think there's anything else. No. I've already forgotten. I was up 2 days ago. I saw like 3 things watched. 2 Ninja Thingies and a Chase movie. Is that Rider 1 movie even out?
It just came out recently, so subs should be up within a week or two, I think. So.
That'll be a thing to watch. That one will be much more of a hate watch. I can almost guarantee it already. I had all my retirement home jokes ready, and he never even showed up in this movie. Got to save those. Alright. But now it's time for...
Ramble time.
So, I did watch Pokemon this week, and Greninja broke out of his water. Yay!
You feel better? You feel better now?
And he grew wings for a second. He was like, I believe I can fly for like 3 seconds, and then it was a giant shuriken. And then he lost because Ash pussied out like a bitch. He could have become the champion right there. Boom. Get to the Sun and Moon anime right then. Just bypass the Pokemon League by taking out the champion. All he would have to do is beat her and then steal her outfit, and he has her champion powers. That's how it works, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it works.
All right.
Yep. Just use that water shuriken, cut her throat, take her Pokemon, and run.
No, use Cut. It's way more powerful, obviously.
Greninja, use Cut?
Use Cut. I'm like, what? Why is he have Cut?
So he can cut down little tiny saplings that get in your way as he walks around.
This is a tree. It could be cut down. Would you like to use Cut? Yes.
Can I just walk around it? Nope.
Goes inside building, comes out, tree is grown again.
I want to see an episode of the anime do that. That he has cut, like, and there's like literally just like a sign nailed on the tree that says that. And when he goes back in and comes back out, it is grown again. It would be funny. For like,
it will be funny, and I will murder him.
But because it was a battle episode, it was definitely more entertaining than last week's, and it was nice that like he finally broke out of the water like right after I said something. I'm not gonna say that I caused it, but I caused it.
But obviously. I definitely caused it.
I mean, granted, Japan did it a long time ago, but you know, timey wimey, whatnot.
Weebly wobbly. Cause you're a little bitch.
But in non-show news, we got a small little handful of more new Pokemon reveals.
Yeah, yeah. So we found out that Beware has a pre-evolution that is normal fighting and is utterly adorable.
Adorable. But he doesn't like to be touched, apparently. He's like the opposite of Beware.
Doesn't like to be touched. He's like Dawson.
It's my perfect Pokemon.
And then there is a water-type fish that can go from a single fish form to a school of fish form. I'm not sure what that means or does exactly.
It's like, the set of characters from Finding Nemo that's voiced by Ham. It's the same thing.
Pretty much. It just makes little pictures. And then there is a pair of ghost ground sandcastles, one that turns into the other, and it's kind of weird, kind of cool, kind of.
Second one looks terrified. It's like,
like there's a little picture of it, one like swallowing up Pikachu or something. I don't know what was happening there. It was
kinda... I can't unsee the terrified sandcastle.
Yeah, look at him. He's like afraid a kid's gonna come up and kick him down again. He just lives his life in pure terror.
That's basically what it says. It says that the first form is a grudge that dwells inside a pile of sand and turns into a Pokemon. Then the evolved form steals the life force from other Pokemon. Those Pokemon's grudges turn into the little pre-evolved form. So that's a thing. The magazine also showed off Oricorio. And then it's going to have a poster with Rockruff's secret evolution next month. That's a thing. Then they got to the Alolan Pokemon form. So they show off Exeggutor because that's like the Alolan mascot now, I guess. Is this long neck bastard.
Look at his fucking little derpy face.
Right? And then they show Alolan Meowth, who is a dark type.
Bringing all the sass.
You might as well just call it Sass. Like, if this Pokemon comes in any nature besides Sassy, it's doing it wrong.
I send it back.
It's adorable, and I want to hug one right now. And then there's Alolan Marowak, which is Fire Ghost. Apparently, Alolan Meowth became Dark type after being bred by the royal family of Alola. I guess they were just a bunch of dicks, so it became a dark type.
That's why it's so sassy.
Alolan
Marowak. Bitch, you ain't got money.
Developed in response to its natural predators in order to resist them.
So it became a ghost. It died. Ha! Huh, if I die, you can't touch me. Boom.
Can't touch this. Dun, 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 dun.
What would its natural predators be?
I don't know. Kangaskhan? I don't know.
Pokemon with parents?
It's probably...
we also found out the bad guys are Team Skull. No word on if there will be a Team Bulk.
What about Team Crystal Skull?
Boom, it's
simultaneous boss... double and Indiana Jones reference.
We see the boss who's... I'm just going to keep talking over him. whose Japanese name is Guzma. I don't know.
Who is Guzma? It's the boss of Team Skull.
And then there's some girl. No indication yet of what it is that they're trying to do in the Alola region, just that they are the bad guys for this game. So
probably want to do something evil with Pokemon.
Everything.
I imagine
to make
that
all
Friday's...
the Pokemon in Alola dark type.
Right? I imagine that Friday's information dump will have some or all of these in it, with English names and...
I bet their goal is that they're just a bunch of Kanto purists and think all the Alolan Pokemon are dirty and want to get rid of them. Anniversary plot.
Yeah. So, in addition, I was shown a list of Pokemon, you know, some kind of list of, like, these are all the new Pokemon. It had, like, 103 new Pokemon, except it doesn't have any of these on it that came out today.
Yeah.
Like, literally all four of these are not on. There's no Beware pre-evolution, there's no Ghost Ground Sandcastles, and there's no single water type by itself. So
it's funny, because, like, this list came out on, like, Sunday sometime. And so, like, all of the, like, Pokemon websites and Pokemon YouTubers and everything were, like, rushing to make videos and articles about this list. And then, like, 2 days later, it just completely gets debunked by the core.
Like, I mean, there's some decent looking things in here and type combinations. One thing I noticed, though, is that, like, the starters and Rockruff's evolution is, like, a type, and it says slash various.
Yeah.
I don't know what various means. I do remember, though, when we first started this whole thing, that they said there was some kind of a secret that the starters and Rockruff held. So I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard various things about that.
Now, there was one rumor that the starters had, like, multiple evolutions or something like that.
Yeah, I want it to, like, be true. This is probably false, because it was the same poster of that list. But, like, they were saying that, like, the evolved Rowlet could be grass flying, pure grass, grass ground, or grass electric.
That's too many.
The tiger could be fire dark, fire ghost, or fire poison. And the Popplio's evolution could be water fairy, water fighting, or water psychic. And that Rockruff's evolution could be rock dark, rock fighting, rock steel, or rock fairy. And it was mostly depending on, like, where and when it evolved. But, like I said, this was the same poster of this list, so I'm not buying, like, any of that. Now, some of that be right, but...
I thought it was just that, like, their final evolution had two possibilities. Like, it just seems too excessive, all those options. Like, I could see maybe with all the forms and stuff they're doing, maybe having something like multiple different paths, but not that many for the starters. I mean, maybe, but... Mm-hmm. It would be cool, maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, two, not four.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
The starters will be in the information dump. That would be nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should be getting the middle forms soon. So, not that that's anything about the final forms, but we should be getting the middle forms soon.
It should give us a clue, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, if Litten stands on two legs and starts looking like a wrestler in training, then I think we got a pretty clear understanding that those Final Evolution leaks are real.
Or if Popplio starts looking more feminine.
Like Brian.
Well, at least go like Chris. Come on.
You have tiny girl hands.
It's just a combination of Brian's hand enough. And Chris saying titties in his accent.
Titties. Who doesn't love titties?
Chris. Just oddly enough. I like how like all the Alolan Pokemon so far have like a backstory about the environment of why they changed, except for Meowth, just because he was a house cat. Basically,
they bred him all fucked up, so he just got really pissed off and became a dark type.
Just seems really funny. I'm really curious to see what like Persian and Cubone look like.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I also really want to see Meowth in particular, how it comes into the anime, just because of him being the main character for Team Rocket.
If Ash or one of his traveling companions will get an Alolan Meowth so that there's, like, regularly both Meowths on screen, or just if there's, like, an entire episode dedicated to, like, Alolan Meowth, and
Team Rocket falls in love with the Team rich, Rocket's sassy Meowth.
I really hope it's not that, because I'm kind of tired of that story, but just, like, a whole thing about it, like, you know, where they find out what...
All the kids who saw those probably aren't watching. Let's just do it again.
Him being confused about what the fuck's happening around him.
That's why they've done that Lieutenant Surge episode 2 or 3 times now.
No one's still watching. They can't be.
And they tried to do Bye Bye Butterfree with a random Caterpie.
I feel like it's just going to be... an episode or like a possible reoccurring character. I think it would be funny if like one of Jesse or James catches it and they have two mouths. There was part of me thought it would be funny if it also talked and had like a competing personality, but also I feel like this Meowth is a chance for me to see Meowth as a normal Pokemon again, because like I never see Meowth as normal. It's like I can never picture it saying its name, even though we've had it like, you know, had mouths that are normal.
Like Puss in Boots?
Like it's just, it's basically like, I honestly do see it basically as that type of character. It's just like this Pokemon represents a chance for me to see Meowth as a normal Pokemon again, but I imagine they'll do something. They can't just let that lie there.
Yeah. I think it would be fun, like, if Ash had it and just, like, frequently just used it against Team Rocket, just out of spite. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm just really intrigued now. And then, you know, like, these... here weren't even on that, like, they had the list of the rumor list, and these aren't even on it, Meowth and Marowak. So we did have Marowak with that, what was it, I don't remember, the little leader
his
guy
character description.
The trial captain semi his Meowth, so we kind of knew that was coming. Didn't expect ghost type though. That was a surprise.
Yeah, we were all like, expecting fire because of the dude, but was not expecting Ghost, especially with Marowak's whole backstory about Cubone and the mom
yeah,
and everything. Like,
maybe this
Ghost
is the
just
dead
like,
mother.
It's just another Band-Aid on the years-old wound.
Cubone was just the saddest thing there ever was. God damn it, Cubone.
Poor thing.
I want to hug it. I need to hug it right now. Brian, find me a Cubone. Stat.
They're making a Cubone plushie.
When? I need this right now.
When?
In my life.
Let me check.
Because I need to hug it, and I'll feel better.
Let's see.
I need to give it a
new
mommy.
New wave of San Ea plush have been revealed via Amazon Japan. The entire range will be available November 12th.
So what else is there besides this Cubone?
Here's a picture of the Cubone.
Ooh, picture!
Right there.
Alright, let's go.
There is Diglett, Meowth, oh! Cubone, Dragonite, Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile,
ooh,
Togepi, Mischievous, Krogunk, Audino, Darumaka, Emolga, Axew, and then new Greninja, Eevee, Lucario, and Pikachu.
Hmm. I could use a few of those.
HLJ puts them up, I think, so.
That is an adorable Cubone.
Because I think it's the same line of plushes I bought that Snorlax in. So.
That Snorlax. I don't remember what Snorlax you bought.
The one.
I don't remember you buying a Snorlax.
I remember you buying the gift that Shenix made of me nuzzling it. I was upset it took that long, because I think I said in the video someone gift that, and then finally Shenix pulled through and gifted it.
Look how long it took for that freeze frame of the executive producer Haim Saban and Shuki Levy thing to happen. That was like 2 years. 2 years. Granted, I probably could have done it, but no. I didn't even think about that, to be honest. I really didn't. It's not even a joke. But, so. Patience.
Let's see. How long ago is said Snorlax, Brian?
What?
How long ago is said Snorlax?
It came out last month, so July.
Okay, so I'm gonna go find me this Snorlax and.
In a little tidbit of non-Pokemon news, it was talked about today that Flashpoint is going to merge Kara's Earth with Earth 1, so that's a thing.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how.
I mean, like, clearly Barry's mom was the biggest cockblock of Kara and Barry being BFFs that there ever was. And she, like, was actually an interdimensional time cop stopping the Earths from merging.
Like, that's gotta be it. Because how else would Barry's mom living stop Superman and Supergirl from existing on that Earth? Like,
unless
fixing Flashpoint does some weird Earth merging thing. And so it's not actually Flashpoint that does it, it's fixing Flashpoint that does it.
That's what it's going to be. That's what I interpreted as an article, that it's going to, the Flashpoint will have lasting effects. So, like, the way I read it is that after he fixes everything, then he comes back and all of a sudden Kara's Earth's with ours. I kind of interpreted it as maybe, like, it has something to do with him just fucking with the timeline or something that caused, like, a dimensional rift or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, all that, doing all that stuff in a row, like traveling to her Earth and then fighting Zoom and time remnant shenanigans. There it is. Boom. Nailed it. Explained. Don't even need to think about it another second, really. It's funny because I was just watching one of the reruns the other day and I was thinking, what if they, like, tried to retcon this so that they're all in the same world after Flashpoint? But then I thought, oh, that'd be too messy. And then the very next day, it's like, holy shit.
They read your mind.
When George and I were talking about who's going to be cast as Superman, then boom, next thing you know, Derek's Superman. and he's coming in Supergirl. Too far. But
I like how, the original guy that made the actual poster, like, got really, really pissy that someone did that, and everyone was blaming the actual guy that did the promotion. And so he has to sit here and go, I didn't do that, here's the original. Meanwhile, whoever edited, like, the one word or whatever it was, just, like, is sitting there in the background laughing his ass off.
Time remnant shenanigans, I tell you.
It's probably just Kevin.
Probably was just... but the whole idea, I think, is kind of cool in a way, because it will make things easier, but I'm slightly disappointed just for, we won't get to see, like, her Earth's versions of people. But granted, there's still, we could see Earth 2's versions and Earth 3's as well, of, like, all the Supergirl people. But it takes away the possibility of possibly seeing, like, her Earth's Barry or, like, Laurel or, like, I don't know, Mick. But it's an interesting choice that I'm not really mad at, but it is kind of funny when you think about it. And apparently Barry's going to be the only one that remembers, and I kind of wish only, like, Barry and Kara also remembered, so they would just have inside jokes with each other. But, like, I think it'll be funny if Barry's just, like, reacting to the fact that Superman's there. He's like, has he been here this whole time? And I was also looking forward to, like, Cisco asking 20 questions about Kara's Earth and, like, like, Barry just casually mentioning that he traveled to the other dimension, because he never mentioned it. So, like, there's all kinds of little moments like that we're going to miss out on. I'm sure there's still going to be some humor around Barry talking about how he traveled to Kara's Earth and everyone thinking he's crazy at first. But, yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what happens. I kind of want there to be a world merge where I, like you said, I agree with both of them remembering, because I don't think it's fair to her and us.
Yeah.
With it only being Barry. Like, we don't get the jokes we deserve.
Yeah.
That sounds really pompous, but come on.
We deserve all the jokes. Maybe
I do deserve,
like,
all the jokes.
She'll just, like, remember it happening, but, like, as if Barry just traveled there normally and it wasn't a dimensional thing. Like, remember you had to run me really fast through the portal? It's like, no, you just ran home. Son of a bitch! Remember that time I apologized for that I kept saying bad boys. Sorry, I keep saying bad boys. Classic Barry. But
Jurassic Gubetti.
It is kind of funny though how them getting Supergirl like happened to line up with like a timeline changing storyline that was kind of perfect. I'm like, yeah. Can you maybe go around to fix a few other things maybe while you're at it? That'd be nice.
Can you set Arrow on a path of good show?
Yeah, can you just bring the other showrunner back? Just please do it. Just do it. Just get rid of Felicity's mother and just real quick. make replace Damian Dark's actor with someone less dorky. They just actually replace him with
that's
Kevin
half
James.
Of the that's half of the charm though.
We wouldn't be able to make as many jokes and burst out laughing in his 1940s gangster outfit. Sarah's like, yeah. I've been waiting for this, and then she just starts bursting out laughing because she can't even take it seriously. Like, what are you even wearing? Classic Damian Dork.
They cast that one girl as Stargirl or whatever.
It was funny because the IGN headline said Power Rangers actress hired as Stargirl or whatever. And I was thinking, oh man, another Disney era one's getting work. And I click on it, and I'm like, who the fuck is this now?
And I like how George is over here and he just knows.
It's like, I had no clue. I was like, who the hell is this? It is kind of funny. Like, that's such a clear,
everyone
like, headline.
Everyone on my feed is like, who dat? And George is like, you go, girl!
George just seems to know everything. Yeah.
Classic George mess around.
I don't know how that works, but
I feel like there was somebody else cast. Am I? Maybe not. I feel like there was someone else too, but
I was
I'm
cast.
Lifting it.
That's Jesus.
No, I think maybe not. Maybe but I'm thinking of like an older news thing.
Maybe.
I don't think there's any other Flaro news out, but that was a pretty interesting bit of news that happened. Speaking though of DC related things, Suicide Squad, Brian, you saw it, right?
Yeah. I did not.
Damn it. Well, two's still good.
I have a penis.
Accurate response. I liked it quite a lot.
That's all you should know.
I don't know what people are seeing that they keep saying it's so bad. It kind of reminds me of Batman vs. Superman, where it's like, I can see both movies and say, okay, here's some flaws. I definitely see people's points in these areas. But people talk about it like they've just seen, like, someone being skinned alive. It's like a level of hate that's way too far in hate, I guess.
Now, here's a question. Why wouldn't you want to see someone skinned alive? Because that sounds like fun. There's screaming involved, there's blood, and you can make yourself a nice coat.
Of their skin? I love Burlington Coat Factory. Classic Michael Scott Burlington Coat Factory mess around. That's two bingos in a row. Boom.
That's actually how they made the Damashees and Ghosts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they put the heroes in a little, you know, pit in the basement and put the lotion on the skin.
That song was actually playing the whole time.
It puts the lotion on the skin. It puts the Joe Dirt in the hole.
But yeah, like, it's over, so over the top. It's like, this one is seemingly even more so in a lot of areas that I've seen hate for than BVS. But I liked it quite a bit. I liked the cast a lot. I thought they were all well cast. Especially Harley Quinn, I thought was like absolutely perfect casting. I thought they had good chemistry. I thought the movie in general was a lot of fun. I thought there was lots of bits of neat little setup. The Flash appeared for, like, an instant.
Well, yeah, the Flash.
Quite literally a Flash.
Yeah. Boom, nailed it. It was awkward, though. It was actually just Flash from Spider-Man. It was just like, oh, wrong Flash, sorry. No, but he was there. Batman was there for, like, I don't know, maybe a grand total of 2 minutes. He met with Amanda Waller at the end. Amanda Waller's casting was pretty good, and she was just pretty badass. I like that part where she just kills those soldiers just nonchalantly.
Now, did you start foaming at the mouth because they just had an Amanda Waller on Arrow, and then this
was
a different person?
I didn't, but there was paramedics on the scene. There was no fewer than 10 seizures. There was only like a half a seizure for Captain Boomerang because they've used him before as well.
And what about Will Smith?
That wasn't as confusing. There was multiple people, including myself, asking when the movie's going to happen where he's the bumbling police chief in Earth 2.
Mm.
So we're hoping for that to happen.
And Kitana?
I did think that Will Smith did a good job as Deadshot, but I still always just see him as Will Smith. So it's
Will,
like,
Smith with an eye patch?
Yeah, like, I liked him in the movie. It's just, he didn't chameleon himself into the role as I was thinking, oh yeah, that's Floyd Lawton. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Will Smith being Deadshot. He took over for Floyd because he got blown up.
Will Smith is like, I got your back.
Like, I was trying, I still can't remember it. When they kept talking about Katana's husband that died, I was trying so hard to remember his character name from Arrow. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, with a really serious look on my face, like, getting a migraine from thinking so hard. Like, I'm like, what the fuck was that dude's name? He had a ponytail, and he was like, Oliver, I can't do it! Like, that was his whole storyline. He was like, I am from the Assassins now! And then she stabbed him at the end.
And he was Asian.
And then, what was his name? It was like, like Nancy. That's not
is it
right.
Like Tatsu?
That's a Tatsu.
That Tatsu's Katana.
God damn it. Yeah.
Can't you see the hat? He is Mrs. Nesbitt.
Avoiding the topic about his name because I can't remember either, to be honest.
See?
Is it Tatsu Noko? Is it Capcom?
Versus no. Capcom? Maybe. is Diablo was a fantastic character in this movie that I was not expecting because I knew nothing about him.
Yeah, same. I didn't know anything about him other than the trailers kind of made fun out of, oh, look, you shouldn't drink alcohol because you catch fire. But yeah, I really liked his character. A lot of them. I thought they worked well as a group, and I like that they gave most of them some sort of character story, except for like Killer Croc, who was just like, I just like being a crocodile. That was his storyline, basically.
Well, and who doesn't like being a crocodile?
I like that one guy, what was it, Slipknot or whatever, appeared. He was the bronze tiger of this Suicide Squad, where he appears just to be blown up to show what could happen. Like,
not like the band, but the person.
Yeah. Like,
just
and
the
it's
band
funny
shows up.
It's funny because I didn't even know that he was going to be in the movie that short. I imagine there might have been a little bit more in the deleted scenes, but because he was like on Conan with the cast and everything talking about it, and like he basically got out of a car, like ran up a wall, and his head exploded. That was his whole storyline.
His head exploded.
It was really funny. I'm going to be honest here. at the point in the movie where they're like, they just got out of like Bell Rev and
Maceo.
They were. Yeah, that's it.
Ooh, I knew it the whole time, actually.
And they're gearing up to go on the mission. My popcorn was empty.
Aww.
And so I got up. I was like, oh, this is probably a decent time. I'll just run out and refill my popcorn and get back. And so I leave, and there's a fucking line. So I'm like, son of a bitch. So I stand there, and granted, it only takes like 5 minutes or whatever. I get my popcorn, I come back, Slipknot's gone, and Katana's there instead.
What the fuck happened?
So I'm sitting here
sex
going,
change.
Go, what the hell did I miss? I get out of yes. the movie, and I know you hadn't seen it yet at the time, because you were seeing it that day too, so I text George. I said, help. They were gearing up. I decided I needed to gear up too. My popcorn was empty. I went to get it refilled. I came back. Slipknot's gone and Katana's there. Please fill in the blank. And so he was like, well, Katana joined them on the plane, and then Boomerang tried to convince Slipknot to escape with him, and then just watched Slipknot run off and he exploded.
And then he exploded.
I'm like, okay, got it.
I'm gonna kill someone later.
I kind of wish that George would have said, well, Slipknot ripped off his mask to reveal he was Katana the whole time.
Uh, Like, I was seriously lost. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't need backstory on Katana, because I kind of knew most of it, so...
Well, I felt like hers, she didn't get, like, a little profile because she wasn't one of the criminals. But, like, yeah. I feel like they should have given one to Slipknot just as a real... continue the mislead that he was going to be in the movie longer. Because, like, everyone got a little, like, backstory profile, and then they're just, like, all of a sudden he just gets out of the car, like, yeah, he's coming too. Like...
This is Slipknot. Like he can tie anything.
Like that. He's like a really good Boy Scout.
What a power.
But like, if they would have given him a little profile, even if it was a shorter one, it would have made it a little bit more surprising. But yeah, it reminded me of like when Arrow did the Suicide Squad, and I think it was Tiger that was like, tried to drive off, and then he got exploded, and then they're like, oh, he'll probably be back. Never came back. But yeah, so that was a thing. One thing I found funny was, I really liked the look of Enchantress in her, like, ring girl savage mode. I thought that when she had, like, the priestess outfit on, she looked kind of funny. But, like,
yeah,
the creepy...
It was just kind of a weird kind of difference. Because they're the same character with the same mind, but you got, like, the savage, like you said, ring girl-esque appearance, and then all of a sudden she's, like, a fully make-up, fancy princess-esque thing.
Yeah. And then like, when they fought at the end, she transformed back into the ring girl, which was weird. But, like, I thought that form looked cooler, and, like, if, like, stink lines is a really gross way of making it seem, but, like, I liked the black, like, mist around her. It made her look, like, really mystical and cool, and it just was a really cool design. And, like, the priestess outfit just looked kind of funny. And, like, when she was, like villain monologuing, she kept doing this really funny dance that looked like she had to pee. So, like, I couldn't take her seriously because she's like, I can give you any desire. And then she's like, Akugaracha, Akugaracha. Like, what are you doing over there, lady? I can't take you seriously. But that part I thought was funny. Given that, like, I avoid spoilers and I'm not as hugely familiar with a lot of the material, I was honestly surprised that she was the antagonist.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know, because I agree, I didn't know, like, pretty much anything about this movie other than the cast of characters.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay.
So, because, like, when they had her brother, like, become one of the villains, I'm like, oh, okay, her brother's going to be the villain, but I didn't expect her to join and then eventually basically become the main. And so that was kind of a nice surprise, just to, like, not know something. And
why is it a surprise for you?
Because I thought she was just going to be a member of the squad.
No, it meant not knowing something, because that happens, like, all the time.
Oh, okay. I really like when she transformed that whole... Like, the Enchantress, like, grabs her hand and then, like, flips it over. I thought it was just kind of really cool. And then it becomes her. I thought that was just a neat way of doing it.
Yeah.
Something else I also really liked about the movie is, like, a few days before this, my friend and I watched the Assault on Arkham movie, which is, like, the Suicide Squad movie based on the Arkham games. And something that I liked about this movie more than that is that The thing about the Suicide Squad is they're villains, and they are going to have their own motivations and, like, scheming and various betraying, but, like, the animated movie was just basically watching them leave one by one. But I like that this one still had everyone looking out for themselves in a way and still being villains, but there was actually sort of a bond between them, and I thought that they did that very well, where it still felt like they were out for themselves, but there was also a group dynamic. And I just kind of enjoy that more. Instead of it being so predictable, like, oh, we're just all going to betray each other at the end. So I liked that. I liked that I thought that just came off better for me, and it made them more interesting individually and as a group.
And I 100% agree that Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn was absolutely fucking fantastic. Like, spot on.
She's so good.
100% perfection.
Because it's like... I mean, just the way she looks, obviously. And then people were like, oh, it's so sexist to have her running around in that costume. I'm like, that booty dough. it's like argument done. But, like, she's this great mix of basically the perfect, like, ripped out of the cartoon, but also a bit of her own spin on it. But, like, the way she says things is, like, perfect. Like, when she says Mr. J or Puddin' or whatever, it's, like, perfect. Or when, like, she called Bats Batsy when they were being chased. It was just, it was perfect. Like, I really can't wait to see more of her in whatever films they do. Apparently there's talk of a solo movie of sorts, which would be interesting.
I'd be down for that.
I feel like... Oh, God.
I also kind of hope we see more of Captain Boomerang, because he was pretty great.
Yeah, because, like, on paper, he sounds like the dumbest thing, but he was pretty funny. Like, just, like, drinking beer randomly in that scene. You're free to go. He just immediately leaves. my other favorite part was when Diablo was, like, not wanting to use his fire powers, and he puts up his lighter, and he's like, ooh, fire! I thought it was really fun. I feel like I wanted to see more of the Joker, and apparently there's a lot more footage. I'm, like, hoping we get an extended cut as the Joker. It'll probably be called, like, the Killing Joke cut or something. The Joker cut. The Killing cut. Boom, nailed it.
Yeah, I am hoping we get, like, an Ultimate Edition of this one, too, because Jared Leto just keeps going on and on about how most of his scenes were cut. And
yeah,
just with all the studio meddling that was happening with this movie in general. I'd like to see, like, the actual original take on the movie before Warner Brothers fucked with it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that, like, there's listening to the fans, but then I hate when they listen to the fans, if that makes any sense, and it interferes with it, because they're listening to all the loud voices about Batman versus Superman, and it interfered with it, which is obnoxious. But
and then they interfered with it, and it caused more drama, because nobody liked what they did to it.
Yeah, it's... but, like, I want to see more of him, because I do like his take on the Joker, but I feel like it could end up being one of my favorites if I got to see more of it. But because I didn't like it quite as much as I thought I would, but I did like it. Because it was kind of like the same exact thing that from what I saw in the trailers, is he's this really good mix of, like, some of the aspects I like about the animated series Joker, but, like, with his own spin put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's basically pretty much confirmed, I think, that he's not Jason Todd, which I still think would have been an interesting way to go. Because apparently there was, like, a thing in the flashback about Harley getting a text about Robin's murder or something. Like, there was some sort of clue. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was in one of the Easter egg articles.
In Harley's case file, it said that she takes responsibility for the death of Robin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it was.
But no one really knows if she actually did it or whether Joker did it, and she's taking responsibility for it because that's what she does.
Yeah. But I think it would have been interesting to take that direction of him being Jason Todd, especially since he's a bit younger, or at least younger looking than Batman. And then you could have flashback Jared Leto playing Robin, which could be kind of neat. But at the same time, it's so in one of, like, the articles I read about the Easter eggs, they're pointing out that, like, the little hints in like Batman versus Superman, and then this about Robin, is that it will be a really neat thread to have hinted in various movies to pay off in Batman's solo movie, if that's where they're leading. If, like, Batman's solo movie was under the Red Hood, it would be a really cool kind of like, I hate to be the person that brings up Marvel, but kind of like how you have the Infinity Stones running, but it's kind of much more of a quieter thread running through it.
Right.
It would just kind of be a cool build-up that, like, not everyone's noticing, and it would be a neat way to build up to that. I think trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to say. Other than, yeah, I
really fucking liked it.
Yeah, I liked
that,
it a lot.
That just kind of boils down to it. Like, I had the same feeling coming out of this movie. Actually, I don't want to say the same feeling, but I had a really positive feeling coming out of Batman vs. Superman, and I had that same sort of feeling coming out of this movie, except it was a different sort of feeling, because Batman vs. Superman was a lot of, like, action-packed kind of, like, seriousness to it, whereas this was just, like, action-packed still, but just full of, like, comedy and laughs, and so it was a different kind of energy when you left the movie theater, but it was still an enjoyable ride, and I don't regret spending the $5 or whatever I spent to go see it and whatsoever. And, like,
you will,
like,
Brian.
Oh,
you will.
I was like, oh, I regret spending money on this piece of trash movie. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
I hate the people that say that, or they'll say, like, oh, thank God I read these reviews and saved me. I'm like, it's $5 if you go, like, at 11 or noon or something. It's like, and I again, with, like, same thing with Batman and Superman, I can't imagine giving up my own opinion based on just the loud voices of the internet.
Yeah.
And like I said, even though it's flawed, I still don't see how people are seeing it as this bad. Because I've seen something far worse, and I honestly liked it a lot. And it, you know the feeling it gave me when I walked out of the theater reminded me a lot of Guardians, after I saw Guardians.
Yeah.
Just felt, like, really energized and excited, like, to see more of it. And it did well. I'm glad it's doing well. Partly because of all the controversy, and it's kind of like an F you to that, but also it's kind of like why I was happy Guardians did well, because Suicide Squad's kind of a risk in terms of the brand. I mean, people know the Joker.
It's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, because, like, people obviously know Harley and the Joker, and they were, like, two of the most anticipated things amongst, like, the general public. But in general, the Suicide Squad's a very obscure thing to put out there for a lot of the casuals, kind of like Guardians. So, like, I'm glad it's being rewarded. People are like, oh, man, this is doing good, so now people are going to be rewarded for doing bad movies. I'm like, this is a good thing, because now DC might take some chances on some more obscure movies like that. And I really hope they do a sequel to it. Like, I want to see more of... Oh shit, there's some sort of Pokemon happening.
Yeah. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah, but I do want to see more of like Harley and Joker, like, in whatever they do, like, in a Batman movie or a solo movie or movies. But, like, I definitely want to see, like, a proper Suicide Squad sequel. But yeah.
I am the Suicide Squad.
Definitely give it a chance. I liked it a lot. I pretty much like all the movies the DC's done so far. I don't think that it's as bad as people are saying.
Is anything ever as bad as people are saying?
No. It's never that bad.
It's not. So what do we have here? Is this the only thing revealed?
Cucumber.
Yeah, Namakobushi is his Japanese name. He kind of looks like a weird miscolored version of Punimon. I think that's the one I'm thinking
of. Oh my god, it does! Yeah, the one, like, it's just, like, a bunch of little nubs coming off its head, yeah.
It is possibly a water and fighting type, because it's a sea cucumber, and its name is, like, sea cucumber and fist. So, it possibly is a water and fighting type. It was actually on a page of... that, like, basic bitch Alola image that we got circling around with all the people sitting around with all the Pokemon. And, like, around it is all the Pokemon that have been announced already. So, like, Tapu Koko and Pikapek and Mimikyu and all that. He's just sitting there amongst all these guys we've seen already.
As though he's already been revealed.
Yeah, and so, like, that's why, like, the initial, like, leakers of the... of Korokoro, like, didn't bother putting it there, because they looked at it real quickly and were like, oh, this is all shit we know already. But here's this little fuck sitting in the corner next to Togedemaru.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Just hanging out, being all like, oh, whatever. So, that was another one. Most understated
reveal.
That was another one of the Pokemon that was on those Chinese leak lists. So... the group Chinese of Chinese leaks is looking more and more correct as time goes on. So
yep.
Oh, fuck,
it's like we're heading towards those starters. The name Namako Mushi or whatever reminds me of that Dragon Ball parody in Fairly Odd Parents Channel Chasers, Maho Mushi.
Oh.
Just, like, it sounded familiar, like, that name. I had, like, a sudden flashback, and I had to Google it, and then I just realized what it was.
I had to Google your mother.
So we interrupt your Suicide Squad discussion to bring you a sea cucumber.
Classic. There's always more Pokemon. We just got Pokemon news every fucking week. Like, we're gonna have more news next week, because then... there's the stuff Friday, so whatever comes out Friday we're going to be talking about,
like,
next week.
Even if Friday's trailer has nothing new, we'll at least have English names. So it's still a little bit.
And we'll be discussing those. And...
and we'll get to see, like, them in action and how they move and, like actual, like, official art and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then Marowak and Meowth, hopefully, and we'll be, like, squeeing over them again, just like, eee! Like, we're Shockers.
I was just going to say, like, when did that happen?
It's such Join a fucking Shocker. Good time to be a Pokemon fan.
I know. I get excited every day. And a DC
fan,
day.
For that matter. Like,
yeah,
all
whatever.
This Pokemon stuff happening Pokemon. Is absolutely great. And then DC's got awesome movies and awesome comics and awesome TV shows all happening at the same time.
Plus Arrow.
So it's a good time to be a fan of these franchises, particularly Pokemon. Like, I've never been this hyped for a Pokemon game. Like,
because I really don't know what to expect next out of this. They could reveal an entirely new set of, like, evolution or form changes that we don't even know about. Because I would have never expected the Alolan forms a couple weeks ago.
They could randomly next month go, hey, look, here's some Mega Evolution. Just, wait, what? Like, we just decided to take a sidetrack from Alolan forms and give you Megas of the Johto starters or something. I don't know. They could just throw anything at us at this point.
Like, it's such a weird feeling. Like, always before with, like, X and Y and stuff, it was always just like, oh, here's the Korokoro leaks. Here's some new information. And now it's like, here's a trailer in 2 weeks. Here's another trailer. And here's the Korokoro leaks. And then another trailer.
I'm still holding out hope for Mega Meganium. Just so I can say
I Mega Meganium. I do really want Megas of the Johto starters.
I like to imagine Mega Meganium is just like Alolan Exeggutor. It's got a huge neck. Like, it's just regular Meganium with a really long neck.
It becomes Littlefoot.
What if it's reversed and has no neck?
Oh god. This looks creepier in my head.
It just basically turns into a pretty feminine Venusaur.
Jesus. It's a cool way of doing the promotion of, like, little batches of Pokemon via trailers and whatnot. Like, I hope they continue that in the future when we do further generations and whatnot.
Yes, ma'am.
And, like, I get what a lot of people are saying about how, like, oh, by the time the game comes out, we won't have any surprises. I'm fine with that.
I'm pretty sure we will. We have surprises with the last set, though. And we knew a lot going into X and Y, and we still had surprises.
Yeah.
So they do this all the time. They did the same thing for Black and White and X and Y. And there's not going to be anything left to reveal when the game comes out. And it's like, no, there is. Shut the fuck up.
Well, see, because for me, I think it's probably because the way I've grown up seeing the information. Like, the exciting part about the new reveals for me is seeing them online as opposed to, like, seeing them in the game. Because then it's like, right, you're getting hyped for all these Pokemon we're seeing, and then you still get excited when you get the game and thinking, oh man, here's this guy, and I can finally train him.
Instead, I can finally get him for myself and whatever.
Like,
I know exactly what you mean with my butt.
Another kind of interesting thing is we're having this trailer on the 12th, and then the week after that is Worlds, and they usually announce something at Worlds.
Yeah, they do. Jesus.
Zawaldo!
they announce why he's a joke.
Oh, it's happening. Runaway train. Maybe that'll be the announcement of the mid-stages.
How do I make it stop?
What do I have to use when I'm looking for something in the dark when I'm out of flashlight battery?
Good times.
How do you make it stop? Just tell him he's not invited to dinner.
Oh my God. Jesus, Dawson.
Oh, I only made enough for 5 people. Oh, well, thanks anyway. Let's just wait here and talk about nonsense and hope another Pokemon pops out.
Talk about my big deck.
60 cards.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, shit. It's TTMF this week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on. I picked him out. I just got to go back to the page so I remember everyone's correct names. Okay, hold on.
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker.
Okay. Got the jingle in there real quick. Okay. Well, I'll start with this one because it's at the top. It's just a real simple one, I thought, which is like a proper, just actual fuck, marry, kill. Laurel, Felicity, Sarah. Already have my answer. Fuck Sarah, marry Laurel, kill Felicity.
I'm fine with that. I actually agree that that makes the most sense out of any option there is. I mean, because you figure Laurel is the stable one, so you're going to want to marry her. But you see what Sarah's into. She's into all kind of kinky shit. So, you know, you're in
basically
for a while.
Basically, just do it all over again.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. Except by killing Felicity, because he didn't actually kill Felicity.
I would go back in the past and kill her, though, before she can, like, disrupt the timeline with her parents.
I agree. Kill Felicity. What? I'm sorry.
I guess you could kill Sarah, because she'd come back.
She'd come on your back? Okay.
I think the big question here is, like, what era Felicity we're talking about. Because early on, I totally would have done either. But now, it's kind of definitely on the murder train. So
I was just assuming, like, current Felicity, and current Felicity needs to go suck a big fat dick.
Well, we can't and marry choke current on Loyal. Loyal?
That's not... Loyal? Loyal Lance, that's what they call her.
I need to go to bed. Oh, fuck.
But if
I'm
you
just
do
gonna
that...
agree with everyone and move on.
Have we done the keep, rewrite, erase for Gokaiger, GoBusters, and Curiouser?
No.
Okay, that's the one. It is from Bloofler. Bloofler, he's a villain somewhere. But yeah, I got it confused, I think. I think it's because one of the ones I saved mentally. That's probably what it was. So yeah, keep, rewrite, destroy, Gokaiger, GoBusters, Curiouser.
Okay.
I am going to... keep Curiouser, because I think it was kind of fine the way it was. Rewrite GoBusters a bit to kind of just sort of ease out the retool that happened.
retooling!
Possibly try to eliminate the fact that the show had like a finale episode 3 times. But... So rewrite GoBusters a little bit. I wouldn't change the characters or anything like that, but just the pacing of the story, I think, a little bit. And I would destroy Gokaiger because everyone sucks his dick too much and I hate it.
Boom, your dick's not getting sucked tonight.
Like, oh, Gokaiger is the best. Oh, this is the best Sentai we've had since Gokaiger. Gokaiger wasn't even that good. It was alright. It was good as an anniversary show, because I think it's probably the best anniversary show we've gotten between Rider and Sentai.
Yeah.
But, like, it still, as a whole, is just okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Like, because I think that's a pretty good answer. But I'm trying to think, like, just do something different instead of, I agree, moves on.
Well, I think I might keep GoBusters and rewrite Curiouser a little bit. I would put in more Ramirez and less of what's her name?
Amy?
God damn it. Well, less of Amy and the purple one.
What? You didn't like Yayoi? Yayoi was
no,
the best.
No, Yayoi. No, less of the like the little love triangle thing.
Oh, okay.
With Daigo? No, I like Yayoi. I'd have more of her, but less of the, like, I want Daigo dick, and then, like, Amy all of a sudden out of nowhere, like, I want Daigo dick too? Like, I would remove a lot of that. Just have Yayoi going around kicking ass instead. Being like, I don't need the dick. I'll just use my saber.
I think just for, like, a different answer, I would keep GoBusters... Rewrite Gokaiger to maybe have like better villains or something, and make Guy less like insufferable near the end, and destroy Curiouser just so there would be no Dino Charge, so Tyler can never find his dad, and there's no Yoshi Army. Like, I don't want to destroy Curiouser, but it has to be done to stop the Yoshi Army. it's like if JDF rose to power early. That's what it looks like.
If JDF rose to power, well, I didn't realize JDF rose to power.
Well, because, like, when they were younger, they weren't doing this whole... Because I guess the internet didn't exist, but they didn't have the whole, like, huge fandom cult followings. But, like, it's, like, just starting early.
I like how you go with that, like...
Okay.
And then he had an army.
So our last one is from first-time caller, first-time listener, Kiefer Martin. Never heard of this guy before. I don't know. It's a weird name, too. Kiefer Martin? I mean, come on now. What a fake name. I mean, just obviously use your real name.
I only know Kiefer Fartin. So.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Kiefer Fartin is the best name ever.
So much more realistic. So this is actually, like, an interesting one to come up because I sort of had a similar conversation today with my friend. It says, like, since you guys are known for being a bit more forgiving towards the internet's most popular controversial films, was there ever a movie you've seen in the theater you outright hated or walked out of? I had a sort of similar conversation, like I said, with a friend today. It wasn't like, have you walked out, but it was like, what was the last movies or one of the last movies you saw you really hated? Because, like, my friend was kind of going along with the group think of, like, oh, Suicide Squad wasn't very good. And he's like, do you just like everything? I'm like, no, I like to like things that aren't toku, I guess. But, like, I can't think of a time recently that I've actually hated a movie in theaters, mainly because I'm really selective about what I see in theaters. It's mainly just, like, superhero movies and Star Wars, which I almost always like, with, like, odd exceptions, like a Pixar movie or, like, when I saw Neighbors or something. I might go see Sausage Party, which is a really awkward movie to ask people to go see with you.
Would you like to come to a sausage party with me? Oh, yeah, I would.
But I can't think of one in theaters that I've hated recently because of that. But there's been movies I've seen sort of recently that I haven't liked. Like, I didn't like Pixels. I saw that on TV. I hated that.
I liked that movie.
There was something else. Like, I was having a hard time thinking of them, honestly. There was, like, a couple others. I just had this conversation hours ago, and I can't remember what they were.
I don't believe you have conversations with other human beings.
I do. Why don't you guys give some answers while I'm thinking?
I forgot the question. I'm not going to lie. I was looking at...
What are movies you've seen sort of recently that you actually didn't like? Whether in theaters or not, or, like, if you've ever seen a movie in theaters you walked out of. I can't imagine ever walking out.
I never walked out of a movie. I was forced to watch those Resident Evil movies. That happened. Those were not as good as advertised.
Recently, it hasn't happened to me, like, whatsoever. I don't go to the theater enough to ever see something bad. Like, if I'm hyped for a movie, I will probably not in a billion years think it's bad. So that's just, like, how I mentally work. So I'm not really going to go to the theater to see something I only kind of wanted to see or just flat out didn't want to see. I'm not that kind of person, and I don't have that kind of money. So,
yeah, if I'm going to the theater, I want to see it, and I already have the expectation that it's going to be good, and I end up liking it.
And I'm not going to ever walk out of a movie because I'm probably too busy paid for just it. Eating popcorn.
I'm eating popcorn, and I fucking paid to be here, so I'm getting my money's worth out of this goddamn trip.
Exactly. The only movie, like, I can remember going to the theater to see, and it wasn't my choice. It was one of our family movie outings, and it was, like, a big group of us, too. We went and saw that Four Christmases movie in 2009.
Oh, I remember that movie.
I saw that movie.
Don't lie.
That was about the only time that I was really, really bored in a movie.
I enjoyed that movie.
I feel like I probably would now. Just because I'm more in tune to that kind of humor now than I was then. At that point, it was like, this isn't a cartoon. No one's just shooting each other. There's no action. I'm bored. So it was pretty awful in that regard. But like I said, I would probably find it okay.
Brian now has a pretty specific taste in movies.
I do.
Like, I'm having a hard time thinking because I know there's
movies.
It needs
to be a cartoon.
I've seen, like, randomly on TV where I'm like, this is terrible. But, like, nothing I could register. I know that, like, I didn't like the Lego movie, but I didn't see that in theaters.
You didn't like the Lego movie?
No, I hated the resolution. I don't even want to get into it.
Trust me, it's a long discussion, and you're never going to get anywhere, so just let him do it.
Oh, okay.
And, like, this isn't, like, one I hated. Like, I liked it okay, but I thought I was going to like Wreck-It Ralph, like, a lot, and I ended up really not liking it as much as I thought I would. Like, I thought it was fine, but I thought I was going to love it. That's, like, the only thing I can think of where, like, I was hyped for a movie, and I saw it, and I was like, all right.
Do you have a soul, sir?
I'm just trying to figure out how Wreck-It Ralph fits into the Pixar theory, really.
I right now I want to figure out if you have a soul.
I can't think of anything else.
And I don't think you do.
I didn't say hated it. That's why I prefaced it with "it's not like something I hated."
You know. I think I'm prefacing it with "I hate you," because you hated it.
I just Jesus. I'm going home. I'm going home.
I'm prefacing your mother.
I'm trying to think. I honestly can't think of anything else. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But yeah.
Since I could hold my head up.
I'm just not a person that's like gonna hate a movie. Like, I go over this with a lot of my friends all the time. Like, they're like, "Oh, that movie was awful. I hated it." I'm like sitting going like, I don't think I've ever felt that way about a movie.
Like, yeah, I hate Brian sometimes, but
my feelings mutual.
He deserves it.
Like, I will have a low end okay on the spectrum, but I don't remember like watching a movie going, "Oh, that was insufferable." Like, I just never feel that way about a movie.
I can't imagine you talking that way.
Like, what, saying insufferable?
Yeah,
you're right.
It sounds like politely, Brian. I strongly disagree with this movie, but respectfully.
Insufferable's a term that I would probably use a lot when I'm typing, but never, like, talking. Because my vocabulary is, like, basic bitch level of vocabulary when I'm trying to
Where
talk.
Where did you, Brian, was a basic bitch?
But when I'm, like, writing, I'm, like, throwing out all these big-ass words. It's great.
Like, the most... Them,
but...
movies that I've actually just hated are some of the superhero Tyson ones. That's like the most recent like movies I've actually kind of hated.
I don't count those.
Yeah. But like everything else, like the closest I can think of is not theaters, but it's like if I'm randomly like channel surfing and I'll catch like 20 or 30 minutes of some movie and I'll think either this is shitty or like this is really weird and it gives me a weird vibe, so I'll just leave. But like I can't specifically remember any names of the movies because I didn't stick around, but like that's as close as it comes. That I can think of. That was a
good question. That's about all.
Good question.
Queefs likes to touch my butt.
Keep sending in those questions for 2 weeks from now.
I have video
proof. People have been doing a good job, though. I really like the introduction of that, like, keep, rewrite, destroy aspect. I think it makes for variations, and we've gotten some pretty decent questions other than that as well, so...
I agree with Brian.
Brian, who's saying nothing at the moment.
What?
Exactly.
That's what I said.
Brian's already tuned out. And now it's time for...
I said I agree with Brian.
It's time for...
final thingies! I have a thingy, and it's not final.
N3P.
And by that I mean it is never going to be final because I have a huge cock.
So all that stuff I already said. Next week will be a post-Morphicon show. Brian will be too good for us. We'll have found new best friends. It's just going to be Brian with two random people he met at Morphicon.
Brian's going to turn black.
I feel like you should take the camera and just find two people there and just film like one bit that's like 2 minutes pretending they're like recast me and Kevin. And just release it as RR the movie 3.
I think that Brian should just FaceTime me and Dawson and just
give them direction. What are my characters? One of them says penis a lot, the other wears a hoodie in 100 degree temperatures. That's it.
I think Brian should just FaceTime us and then record it as though we're there in real life and just like nothing's happening and we're just
you have to have two iPads to get our faces individually.
You don't know what he can do. Brian's magical.
Is he going to duplicate his iPad?
Brian is magical.
This got really elaborate.
Skipiff!